The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. It is episode show 1450. You know what that means. It's
Crumble
1450.
Cookie.
And we're celebrating it. And, of course, we have to explain. Brian, you do the best because you're the WGNS historian of why 1450 is celebrated today.
Well, back on January 1st, 1947, WGNS on AM 1450 went on the air as the Good Neighbor Station. And we're still here as the Good Neighbor Station. That matches our AM frequency. So we thought, what a better way to celebrate.
And we have crumble cookies in the studio today.
And so what you're getting ready for
is hear us
a segment
eat.
We've called 30 Seconds of Straight Chewing.
Now, I brought three different flavors. Chocolate chip. We also have... Are you eating a Pringle?
No, it's not pretzel.
I'm cleaning my palate.
With a Pringle? So for 30 seconds.
Chocolate chip. Then there's a chocolate cookie with marshmallow.
Yes, that's the one I'm going for.
It looks
for.
Like Reese's Pieces, maybe. Or
yeah,
nuts.
It's nuts. Little nuts. Nuts. Yeah.
No, these have almonds.
And then there's a birthday cake type one, yes. Which the icing is to die for.
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I ate one.
Already?
Yeah. I ate it on the way over here.
It brought them in. So we're going to pop them in. And for 30 seconds, you're going to hear nothing but us chewing on the air to ring in 1,450 shows.
Let us begin.
I'm going to play music because I don't want to hear everybody chewing. Here, have this 30 seconds of music. This is gross. Nobody wants to hear anybody chewing.
That was the point of 30 seconds of straight chewing.
Unbelievable. What was that?
Unbelievable.
Which one?
My chocolate chip was really good.
I like the chocolate chip.
That birthday cake I had last night, though, was better than all of them you
got. Last night? I thought it was this morning. You had
well,
two?
Well, I bought them yesterday.
I'm actually rocking with the marshmallow brownie.
They're good.
It tastes like a brownie.
You can't go wrong with crumble cookies. And I just want to say, on a personal note, it's been some of the most fun times I've had in my career.
It's been both
what,
some of
what, buying the crumble cookies? Never mind.
It's been both some
I'm
of
trying
the,
to be personal and, you know.
I see.
Some of the best times, some of the worst times.
Combination of?
That's the Wake Up Crew.
What's the worst time we've had on the show? I think it's when Brian was on the floor.
I think it was those shows we had to do from home because of COVID.
That was a really bad time.
Those from home shows were horrible and our flow was bad and we couldn't see each other and that was the worst, I think.
My knee surgery didn't, you know, it was kind of a bummer. You know, I had to.
Mm. You were back quick, though.
I was at home.
On the air.
Yeah. I think, what, I was out a week or two and then came back?
Yeah,
I think
we
came back after the first week.
And I shouldn't have. That's why my knee's not working anymore.
Well, you did it from home.
No, but I mean, I came up here.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But what are you doing?
I'm eating my iced cookie that got on my finger.
Is that the birthday cake one?
Uh-huh.
You weren't supposed to get one of those.
It's my favorite one, actually, I think.
It's really good. It's really, really good.
It is good, but I'm rocking with this brownie.
It's hard to believe 1,450 shows.
Who would have thunk it?
And it's our last show.
You keep saying that.
I just won't show up next week.
It won't matter whether we're here or not. Brian will continue, regardless of whether we're here or not.
Which is why I'm not coming back.
It'll be the Brian Barrett show.
Nobody wants that.
And then you'll hear at 6 o'clock in the morning, hey, hi, hello there.
What is fun lovers and true sleepers?
Hey, by the way, I listened to your show the other day.
Which one?
The one with John was on.
John Mitchell?
Yeah.
Red
and, okay, so he comes on. There's news at 10. 10:07, 10:05. You come on and you talk about
Round
the
10,
weather. You
yeah.
talk about the weather for 10 minutes.
No,
it was 10 minutes plus the meteorology report. Then at 10:15, there's a break, and then it comes back with sports. Hmm. And then there's a Braves report.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time he actually gets on the air to interview anyone, it's about, what, 10:30?
10:35. Because we have TRN News.
You had only one guest that day, though, right? Sometimes you have two.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I have one interview segment.
It's a tough gig. It's a tough gig.
I watched season 4 of The Boys is out.
Mm.
And one of
what
the,
does that have to do with?
Well, one of the characters in there that's part of the 7 now had a podcast, and she came out in front of a group, and she said, "Hello there, truth seekers."
Oh, wow.
And it reminded me of...
Oh, that's the point he was trying to make.
Yeah. I laughed because you all make fun of me.
We do make fun of you.
Well, we hope we have given something to our listeners over the last 1450 shows.
I bet it's a headache.
Yeah, maybe so, but...
We made them quit listening to radio altogether. Everybody's moved to podcasts.
Let's go to the weather. 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 72. Winds will be fairly light. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy. Shower and storm chances continue. And highs make it into the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Hey guys, this is Scott. If you're often feeling tired, notice a lack of motivation and drive, or weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels, so don't wait to find out. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. It's as simple as a blood test, and with their on-site lab, you'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not your typical doctor's office either. It's concierge medicine for men, and their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with a customized treatment plan for each patient. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you without the need to come in for weekly visits. So get back to your best. Get to Low T Center to find out your testosterone levels. And right now at Low T Center, it's only $25 to get your testosterone level tested. You'll get your results in about 25 minutes. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment online today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
At the 94th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the American League rallied for a 5-3 win over the National League. NL home run leader and Dodger slugger Shohei Ohtani gave the National League a 3-0 lead with a 3-run homer in the third inning. But the American League responded in their half of the inning, a 2-RBI double from Yankee slugger Juan Soto and an RBI single from the Guardians' David Fry tied it up. Then in the fifth inning, Jaron Duran of the Red Sox hit a 2-run homer. That was the game-winning hit, and he was named the MVP of the game. American League has now won 10 of the last 11 All-Star Games. NFL news, Chicago Bears signed number one overall pick quarterback Caleb Williams to a four-year fully guaranteed contract worth $39 million. It includes $25.5 million in a signing bonus and a fifth-year team option. San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade. 49ers have reportedly told teams that have asked about acquiring Ayuk that they have no intention of trading him.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, welcome back. And I forgot to say one thing that's really important. It's hump day. Yep, hump day. We didn't say that. Celebrating 1,450 shows. And the dignitaries that have come in this morning early to honor us.
Yes, let's. We've got a mic in the green room.
Oh, yeah.
Just because there's so many people mulling
around.
Yeah,
that's good.
Oh, it's Jiminy. He's here. That's Pinocchio's conscience.
You would think just because it's a little dark when you come in the morning that people couldn't come for this special event.
I guess our next celebration will be in November with our sixth year anniversary. Who can believe that?
6 years.
We're not making it to November.
Golly, you've spent six of your years of your life, your young life, on this show.
No, I mean, as I've said, this is the last Wake Up Crew.
I think
we've said that 400.
To be honest with you, I think we're the longest running show other than Swap and Shop on this radio show. On this radio.
Well, Action Line's been on for a long time.
Oh, you know, you call that a show?
Rutherford Issues has been on.
Well,
for
you know what I mean. That's
15
informative.
Years.
Yeah. That's informative. This is nothing. This is like
Dave Ramsey's been on longer than us.
Well, not here.
No, on the air.
Oh, really? Here?
Yeah.
Been quite a while.
Okay, well, I guess we're just nothing.
In fact, other than the roundtable,
song today,
I think we're the newest show on the air.
Let's move on, Mr. Pessimism over there. Let's move on. Here we go. Song of the day.
Number three from the year 1973.
Okay, so we're got a lot of slow songs.
Yeah, this is Roberta Flack.
73 was the era of slow songs.
But the next two are not.
Okay, so two out of five?
Yeah, so it'll be a little different.
Things will pick up. You like this song?
No. I didn't like it when it was on. I didn't buy a record. If I don't have a record of it, I didn't like it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just the way it is.
You can't help the facts.
Asha Patel is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being there in a time of need. Asha Patel will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And let me tell you, they are a family. They're located at 117 South Academy Street. And also, News Radio WGNS has something to do with it because we get the names for them.
Yeah, and Ryan Flowers has been with us at least since I was a kid working here. So
that's
30
forever.
Years or longer.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
40, more like 40.
Yeah, well, you're old.
I've been here 30. But anyway, birthdays and anniversaries. If you want to add to our birthday list this morning, the number is 615-893-1450. If you call, be sure to spell the name and give us a phone number. Also, give us a phone number on the text because they may win the Slick Pig Banana Pudding. Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding. Yeah, that's what I want to say. That cookie gave me a buzz.
Did you know Russia and the United States are less than 3 miles apart? How is that possible, you might ask?
Alaska.
The coast of Alaska and the coast of Russia, only 3 miles apart.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
It's easy just to start off of taking the macular degeneration vitamins and going on the Mediterranean diet. Those two things each cause a significant decrease in the risk of you going from the dry form of macular degeneration to the severe form, which is the wet form of macular degeneration.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Teaching teens a defensive driving program earned Rutherford County Sheriff School Resource Officer Chad Dodson the 2024 Innovation in the Classroom Award this past Monday at the 2024 National School Safety Conference. Dodson received the award from the National Road Safety Foundation and the National Association of School Resource Officers during their annual conference in Phoenix. He initiated the teen defensive driving program called DRIVE, Defense Response Improving Vehicle Education, 10 years ago. Barnabas Vision, a local nonprofit in Murfreesboro, is helping low-income families with school-aged children who can't afford back-to-school supplies.
This year we're packing 173 backpacks. So I'm super excited about that. Our number, when I first started working with this housing complex, we were packing 100. So it tells you how much our population is booming, but also how much our need is. So we are working hard to be able to give all the students there in the housing complex everything they need when they walk in for their first day of school.
That's local educator Hillary Hodges, a longtime volunteer with Barnabas Vision. She says residents can participate in several ways by making a financial donation online, ordering school supplies from the organization's Amazon wish list, or purchasing items independently and dropping them off at the Barnabas Vision office on MTCS Road. On Monday, the Kansas City Royals selected Murfreesboro native Drew Beam in the third round with the 76th pick of the 2024 Major League Baseball Draft. The right-handed pitcher spent the past three seasons at the University of Tennessee, finishing his career there with a record of 26-8. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, hey. And we're celebrating show 1450 today here on 1450 AM, 101.9 and 100.5.
We didn't do any celebration for either of those numbers.
No, we didn't. But we didn't know what we were doing at show 100. Or 101.
Well, that would have been 1,005.
1,005.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about
that was only 400 times ago.
And
well, it's really 100.5, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So it would be it would what
the second hour of show 100,
and then yeah, 101. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation, Sharing Change, is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.org.
John,
yes, go ahead.
Keep going.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask, what was your favorite? What has been your favorite memory from the last 1,450 shows?
Favorite memory? Just being hanging out with you guys.
Mm. It's every day.
That's my least favorite memory.
I tell you, the coaches show. My favorite memory of the coaches show is when after it's over. Mm-hmm. You and I are hanging out after the show.
We just sit on the couch. Sometimes you fall asleep.
And Brian just walks back and forth through his office.
He just like, paces.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes you'll doze off mid-conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we talk about 2 hours.
You'll prop your feet up on that coffee table.
Yeah.
And while we're talking, you'll just start nodding off.
Yeah. That's because I have a game before the
I know, it's horrible. Now, I'm thinking back to like the early... Some of the earliest shows that we did.
I like the creative process when we were in the middle of trying to find opens and that kind
and
of thing.
Figure all that stuff out. That was a lot of fun. And we did it from a different... We didn't do it from our main studio when we first started. We did it in a secondary studio. Yeah. And it was cramped and it was uncomfortable and it just... It didn't... You know. But it's been fun to figure it out and... You know, streamline it, I guess, is the best word. Like we've really gotten into a groove.
Well, I just know you guys thought I was crazy when I said, hey, let's do a morning show. And well,
had our meeting at Shoney's.
Yeah, when I left Tennessee Radio Network, I vowed to never do mornings again.
And here you are.
And look at you.
Here you are. But
you're having more fun than you ever did there.
I mean, it's not really work. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just getting
up. Speak for yourself, buddy.
It's just getting up. Well,
it's the time.
There's been opportunities that you would let Dalton handle.
That's
no,
true.
No, that there was only one.
That's my least favorite memory from doing the show. I was trying to run the
and
board.
And he was sitting right here by me. Oh, that was awful.
And if I was half a second late on something, it sounds fine on the air. And he's
I know.
Every time.
Well, he does that with anything. He does that in basketball. He does that in football.
I wouldn't get the mic on. Like, he'd start talking before the mic was on.
That's a big no-no.
And he'd blame me for it.
Yeah, turn it on, buddy.
I wait until he turns the mics on to speak.
But, you know, those we've had a good run.
Well, time to hang it up. It's gotten too easy. Maybe that's it. Maybe
it's
what
the Brian
said,
Barrett show. I can hear John Young saying it right now. It's the Brian Barrett morning show.
Maybe that's it. You brought up a good point. Maybe the show isn't challenging anymore.
It was creative. I like the creative process.
We need to just like let's go back to the drawing board. Let's come up with something new. Let's redo it. Let's reinvent the Wake Up Crew.
Get two new co-hosts to go with him.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, it's time. I guess we need to go back in history.
Ah.
Because we always do that at this time.
Every morning.
That
it's time for today in history.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
It's July 17th, and in 1959, North by Northwest, directed by Alfred Hitchcock, starred Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint, premieres in Los Angeles. The coolest scene in that movie is when the plane's flying over Cary Grant and he has to dive on the ground.
Uh-huh.
They're showing that in Nashville in the big screen. Like
really?
The
I guess when they weren't making
IMAX,
movies,
whatever you call it.
Because of COVID and stuff, they yeah. showed it at Premiere 6, and that was fun. We went and saw it.
Yeah. In 1968, the Beatles' animated film Yellow Submarine premieres in London. In 1998, The Mask of Zorro, directed by Martin Campbell, starring Antonio Banderas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Anthony Hopkins, is released.
Great movie.
Oh, I love it.
Great movie. Second one's not as good.
I wish I hadn't made the second one.
Yeah. But that, oh man, it's great. There's a new Zorro TV show on Amazon Prime. It's dubbed because it was made in Spanish, but it's pretty good.
2015, Marvel's Ant-Man, starring Paul Rudd, is released. Did you like Ant-Man?
I liked the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in 2017, the Muppet Studio, in firing the voice of Kermit the Frog, Steve Whitmire, blames his unacceptable business conduct. It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. What do you think about that, Kermit?
Kermit the Frog here. I thought he did an okay job, but he did some bad things.
That's really good. I really have to say that. Okay, 633. Brandon Brooks is coming up next.
This is CBS Rewind.
All who come to this happy place, welcome.
July 17th, 1955. Disneyland opens in Anaheim, California.
Give the public everything you can give them. Keep it friendly, and I think that'll hang on after Disney.
July 17th, 1968. The Beatles' animated movie, Yellow Submarine, opened in London.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
And this date in 1986. 50 people hurt in gang violence outside a Run DMC show in Long Beach, California. I'm Brendan Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 72. Winds will be fairly light. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy. Shower and storm chances continue. And highs make it into the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. Starting to pick up even more in the last few minutes over here by the airport on I-40 as you work your way through Hermitage coming in from Donelson. Still not bad, actually, as we check out the traffic flow up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 coming northbound. It's also on the increase southbound on 65 down through Millersville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on that menu. Check them out today. They also offer DoorDash and Uber Eats delivery. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
It's time to mount a counterattack on mosquitoes and reclaim your yard. Americare Pest Control can help you enjoy your yard again and protect your family from mosquitoes that can carry West Nile and encephalitis. Call 893-7111 to learn more about their mosquito control services.
Americare Services Incorporated. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Have you voted yet? Early voting is going on right now through July the 27th. So get out and vote. Oh, the Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. They're over at the Tech Center. You know, the Technology Engagement Center at 306 Minerva Drive. These free computer classes are Monday afternoons at 3:30 and Tuesdays at 2:30. And again, that's at the Tech Center on Minerva Drive. Put this on your calendar. The tax-free weekend is coming up July the 26th through the 28th. Save on your back-to-school items here in Tennessee. The tax-free weekend, July the 26th through the 28th. Now listen, there are two free grief support groups in our community. One is every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The other is a walking grief support group, and the walk begins in the Picnic Pavilion at Oaklands Park, right next to Oaklands Mansion, the next day, Thursdays, at 9:30 in the morning. And they're both free. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Families love Adams Place.
My daughter kept telling me that she wanted me to come to Adams Place. And I came here to look at the rooms. I decided to stay. And I'm not one bit sorry because I've been very well taken care of. And I have been very happy that I did come to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board. In the last cases, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting going on now through July 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board, Stan Vaught treasurer.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
And 21 minutes before 7 o'clock here on this very special day. It's episode 1450. And I think, Dalton, with it being 1450, we really need to have a special joke today. Something that kind of above, rises above, the cream rises to the top.
So does the poop.
Brian?
That was Dalton.
Brian, yeah. Brian, do you have a joke?
It floats.
Please have a joke.
Yes, yes.
Please, quickly.
You know, be thankful it's not snowing outside.
Really?
Could you imagine shoveling the snow in this heat?
I liked it.
It was really stupid.
Why. Yeah.
You know what? In honor of episode number 1450, I think we bring back our original rating system.
Oh, no.
And give that joke a 10 out of 10.
I gave it a 3. No. I agree with you. I think a 10 out of 10, that's great. Yeah. But we're going back to the old system.
For sure. No, it's not permanent. It was just for today.
It's one of five different systems. No,
but that was the first one.
This is the first one. The very first one. 641.
CBS News Special Report. Former rivals unite behind Donald Trump. On the second night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
I'm here tonight because we have a country to save. And a unified Republican Party is essential for saving her.
Nikki Haley was a last-minute add-on. Marco Rubio spoke too.
Can anything stop Donald Trump from becoming
the next president and making America great again.
Mr. Trump's vice presidential pick, J.D. Vance, scheduled to address delegates tonight. The Secret Service will brief senators on the Trump assassination attempt today. CBS's Anna Schechter.
They are questioning local police who were stationed inside the building. They're questioning eyewitnesses.
CBS News has learned of a possible unrelated Iranian plot to assassinate the former president. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. According to data from the Nashville-based nonprofit think tank Think Tennessee, fewer than 40% of registered voters in Tennessee cast a ballot during the 2022 midterm elections, which was the worst turnout in the country. Think Tennessee's 2022 election after action report compiled data from the Secretary of State's office on the 2022 midterms. The research firm believes that one of the reasons for the low voter turnout was that the race wasn't very competitive. According to the report, more than half of the state legislative races in November of 2022 were uncontested, leaving voters with no choice. In the August 2022 primaries, just 18% of the races had more than one candidate running. School employees across the state will now receive their full salary and benefits if they are assaulted by a student on the job. During a Rutherford County Board of Education meeting Monday night, the Rutherford County School District approved a policy that aligns with the state law that went into effect earlier this month. In 2023, a bill was passed giving a teacher their full salary and benefit if assaulted on the job. Now that law applies to all school employees. 2 years ago, on July 16, 2022, the United States got a new number to help people in mental crisis. According to the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, in the last 6 months of 2022, there were about 21,000 Tennessee calls to 988. That's an increase from about 500 calls per month, the previous 10-digit number. People also submitted 10,000 texts to that number. More news online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Learn to make money five ways with rental real estate. Double your money with apartments and get your map to financial freedom. And that map starts with a free workshop. Sign up now at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the Join Free Workshop tab and attend online or in person. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. Lifestylesunlimited.com. Again, that's lifestylesunlimited.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
At Middle Point, we want to be part of the solution. That's why we're making significant investments in proactively enhancing our facilities to integrate sustainable solutions.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with...
People who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. We're kind of going down memory lane a little bit.
Celebration.
Episode 1450.
You build a lot of memories over the course of 6 years.
We have gotten a lot of trophies.
It's true.
Bart gave us a plaque.
He gave us a plaque for our 100th show, and
it said, "I can't believe you made it this far."
Yeah. And then there was one for, I want to say it was the 500th show, and we haven't received one since.
Well, yes, we did. I don't know if you got it or not. Oh. It was a plaque that said, "Get off the air
right,
now."
Right.
But as part of this show, you've had some special awards as well, being the dad joke, which was, I think, was it in the original very first show, Dad Joke?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think the only two things that were in the original was celebrity birthdays and Today in History.
I think you got about 2 weeks later, I think Dad Joke came
in.
It was very early,
but not part
but
of that.
But you're not original like my segments are. But you got an award for it.
Well,
your jokes are amazing.
That's, he had to go and ruin it.
But you got a ring. Did you not?
That's because my jokes are amazing.
He had a month.
You can't even talk about
it. We used to rate him out of 10. He had like a month where he was just really on top of it. So we came up with his average for the month, which was a 9.1. And we ordered him a printed ring that had, it looked like a championship ring or whatever, that had 9.1 dad joke streak on it.
Which I think is very touching and very, very nice of us. And all we've done is received abuse since that happened.
Oh, you guys always rate me poorly. We gave you a 9.1 for a month.
And that 9.1, I think, is irritating because he cannot get back up there.
He hit that.
Oh, no, because then we went from 1 to 5, and then we went from good, bad, or ugly.
Well, let's not forget decimals.
That's true. We do have decimals.
Yeah.
Well, we had decimals then, too.
3.75.
Well, it almost felt, after going 1 out of 10 and having such a spectacular run, it felt like it was time to retire.
You always have to move the goalpost on the guy.
Our creative juices started to flow again.
The goalpost is still the same.
And we thought it was getting a little stale at 1 to 10.
Right.
So we changed it to 1 to 5. Then we did good,
bad, and ugly. That was fun.
Or yes, no, wasn't it? Or something.
That's right. I think the second one was just good or bad.
Yeah.
It was just good or
bad. And he hated that one.
Yeah, he did not like that one at all.
That's cut it down to 50-50.
It was just absolute.
Oh, he couldn't stand that one.
And then that's when we did good, bad, and ugly. And then we went back to 1 to 5 recently-ish.
It's but hard to keep up.
He's kind of calmed himself down a little bit, though.
Well, here's the deal.
You know why?
You know why? I can tell you why.
I can tell
you why.
Your jokes are amazing.
That's exactly why. It's he doesn't care what we think.
He's got in 6 years.
But it meant a lot, Alan. Thank you.
And he keeps playing it over and over and over again.
You mean this?
Your jokes are amazing.
Yeah. Now, the goal is still the same.
Alan's just gonna want a joke. Alan's going to want residuals for playing his voice so much.
Oh, it's going to be
What would you say, Dalton? I'm sorry.
I was going to say the goal hasn't changed. Just the way we rate it has. It's still just tell a funny joke.
Well, yeah, but so I mean, in the middle of the whole thing, you're like, well, let's change it to this. No, let's do this now. How about yes, no? How about good, bad, ugly?
Do you remember thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh. Thumbs up, thumbs down. But then we realized nobody could hear it.
We did it for like a month where it was just thumbs up or thumbs down.
You had thumbs up, thumbs down, but then you had the sideways
thumb.
Sometimes
it had to be sideways.
So what is that?
That meant sort of good, sort of bad.
So good, bad, or ugly. Then that's when it came about with that. Yeah. There's been several iterations.
So we've tweaked it. We've tweaked it a few times. I can't help that.
A few?
But we bought you a ring.
Your jokes are amazing.
Can you say it again?
But let's go to a old standby that has been a staple, exactly, on the show and has really hadn't won an award. But let's face it, it really should have. Celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I was on the very first show. This was on the very first show.
And every now and then with celebrity birthdays, you just toss me the paper and say, Dalton, you're doing it.
Yeah, let's do it right now. Today.
Oh, great. What is today? July the 17th.
Yeah, I got it right there for you.
1989. Earl Stanley Gardner, American
Maybe
1899? Detective.
1899?
What did I say?
1999.
1889. Earl Stanley Gardner. He was an American detective writer. He wrote the book Perry Mason.
Now you have to know when to come in.
Yeah,
you know,
he passed away in 1970. 1899, which I think is what I read. James Cagney, American actor. He was in Yankee Doodle Dandy, born in New York City, New York.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, Yankee Doodle Dandy. That's what you say, fella. That's what you say. I'm James Cagney.
Passed away in 1986. 1917, we go Phyllis Diller, American comedianist and actress. Boy, did I get the wrong number. She was born in Ohio and passed away in 2012. 1935, Donald Sutherland.
Passed away just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, a few weeks, yeah.
He was a Canadian actor, famous for Body Smashers, but most famous
body
probably
snatchers.
For... What did I say?
Smashers, Body Snatchers.
And MASH.
Most famous for MASH is where I was,
okay,
where I was going.
See, he mixed them together.
Yeah. He smashed it.
Oh, thumbs up.
1935, Diane Carroll. She was an American actress.
Diane Carroll.
That's a weird way to spell Diane.
Yeah.
Diane Carroll, American actress. She was born in the Bronx. She was in Dominique Dynasty.
Maybe we should have had a rehearsal.
I've got a sugar high going from these cookies. It's really messing me up. 1952, this is a famous guy. David Hasselhoff, American actor. He was in Knight Rider, and he was in Baywatch, born in Baltimore, Maryland. And last, Luke Bryan, 1976, American country singer.
It's 6:55. The weather's coming up next.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 72. Winds will be fairly light. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy. Shower and storm chances continue. And highs make it into the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers energy saving tips during hot summer months. Install programmable thermostats that automatically adjust temperatures for optimal comfort and energy savings. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan.
Good morning. It's starting a little bit heavier now on 24 westbound. Coming up through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound towards Nashville. It's already a little bit busy here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Watching it increase with a little bit more volume, leaving Dixon County right on schedule. 40 East coming past 840 all the way up through Kingston Springs. Hey, Nash Painting is a non-franchise painting company. Mention this ad, get a 10% discount. Call Nash Painting at area code 615-912-2288. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working, and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat ReStore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat ReStore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building.
We've expanded our store. We've increased it about 600 square feet. We would just be very excited for everybody to come check us out.
Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro.
We were able to put merchandise into our store that we previously haven't had displayed. Maternity clothes, scrubs, activewear, pajamas.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
Bob Ferris lives at Adams Place.
The personnel here are excellent. And they are concerned about your well-being. Yes, they're always asking you how are you doing and what can I do to help you, and that's a blessing.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And celebrating 1450 episodes, 1450, Asha Patel is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being there in a time of need. Asha Patel will receive flowers from Ryan's Flower Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you know somebody you'd like to nominate as our Good Neighbor of the Day, go ahead and get that into us. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's the phone number to get your birthdays and anniversaries into us as well. 615-893-1450. There's also our website, WGNSradio.com/birthdays, so you can get them in there. And we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Coming up next on WGNS, it's the CBS World News Roundup, the longest running news program on radio. And you're going to hear it next, brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
Boots, boots, boots. French's Shoes and Boots has the biggest selection of Southern styles from name brands and tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
More memories of all these shows we've done here on the Wake Up Crew coming up next. It's time for the news. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Display of unity.
Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
Security threat.
An Iranian plot against Trump.
Senator convicted.
Bribery, obstruction of justice, extortion, wire fraud.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Republicans rally around Donald Trump. A show of party unity on the second night of the GOP National Convention. CBS's Ed O'Keefe in Milwaukee reports it was a night for Trump's former party rivals.
One by one, Donald Trump's former foes took the stage.
Donald Trump has been demonized. He's been sued. He's been prosecuted. And he nearly lost his life.
We cannot let him down, and we cannot let America down.
The former president showed up early to hear Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley speak.
You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him.
Their words marked a sharp change in tone from the bitter GOP primary of the past year. Though delegates we talked to said that's all in the past.
We have a border focus. We want our safer communities, and the Republican Party's getting unified to defeat Biden.
At the end of the night, it was a family affair with Trump's daughter-in-law and RNC co-chair Lara Trump recounting Saturday's assassination attempt.
He knew how defining that moment would be for our country. And he hoisted his fist.
We also noticed some delegates, like Joe Neglia from Arizona, wearing ear bandages as a tribute.
This is the newest fashion trend. I'm getting this going. Everybody in the world is going to be wearing these pretty soon.
Police in Milwaukee arrested a man with a concealed AK-47 outside the convention center yesterday. And a few blocks away...
Drop your knife!
Drop the knife! Police!
There was chaos. Officers from Ohio there to help with security shot and killed a man who had knives. Correspondent Nicole Skanga has more about security for Trump being beefed up well before Saturday's attempt on his life in Pennsylvania by gunman Thomas Crooks after intelligence detected a possible Iranian plot.
In the weeks and months before the shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania, an intelligence source tells CBS News there was a significant uptick in chatter concerning an Iranian plot to assassinate the former U.S. president, backed by human-sourced intelligence obtained by the U.S. In June, the Secret Service granted Trump additional assets, including counter-assault teams, counter-sniper teams, drones, and robotic dogs. The government of Iran denies allegations it plotted to kill Trump. The investigation so far has not uncovered any links between Saturday's shooter and any co-conspirator. Sources tell CBS News that three snipers from local law enforcement assigned to help the Secret Service Saturday reported seeing Crooks three times in the minutes before the shooting, even taking a picture of him and radioing to the command post for backup.
President Biden is campaigning in Nevada. He'll meet today with members of a Latino civil rights organization. And he told BET he still has time to energize voters and has no intention of stepping out of the race.
If there had some medical condition that emerged, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem.
Speaking to the NAACP, Biden mocked the Trump debate comment about black jobs, saying, I know what a black job is. It's the vice president of the United States. And he said Kamala Harris could be president. And we've heard this morning from Vice President Harris about Trump's VP pick, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
Unlike Mike Pence, Vance said he would have carried out Trump's plan to overturn the 2020 election. He supports a national abortion ban and voted against protecting IVF.
On a call with the Congressional Progressive Caucus, the president said he's working with experts on Supreme Court reform proposals. Reports say that would include ethics reform and term limits. Congressional approval would be needed. And this morning, Britain's new Labour Party government said it will calm the country's politics and ease its cost of living crisis, setting out plans for what it calls a national renewal at the opening of Parliament. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right. As soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE, that's promo code LOVE, at ilovemypillow.com.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says he'll appeal yesterday's conviction on corruption charges, and so far he's rebuffed calls from members of his own party to resign his seat.
I have never been anything but a patriot of my country and for my country. I have never, ever been a foreign agent.
He was found guilty of acting as a foreign agent for Egypt, accepting bribes of gold and cash. There's a threat from Elon Musk on his social media platform X, vowing to move the headquarters of that company and SpaceX from California to Texas. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Musk said the last straw was a new California law that forbids school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents when a child changes gender identity or sexual orientation. He said the law and many others that preceded it is an attack on families and companies.
And a Southern California school district has just sued Governor Gavin Newsom over that new law, arguing schools do not have the right to keep secrets from parents. Today in Las Vegas, the Mirage will vanish, the tropical island-themed hotel and casino closing after 34 years.
I had sad to see it go away, but I am kind of excited to see Hard Rock, though.
The owners plan to open a Hard Rock hotel and casino after some renovations in 2027. Now to Texas and the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Here's a high fly ball off of the bat of Jaron Duran. That one will leave the yard and give the American League its first lead of the night.
Jaron Duran of the Red Sox was the hero on Fox as the American League topped the National League 5-3, winning for the 10th time in the past 11 All-Star games. Overseas to Paris, where a crowd cheered the mayor, Anne Hidalgo, who took a dip in the River Seine in a wetsuit. She had promised to do that to show it was clean enough to host some Olympic swimming events. She called it exquisite. Paris was one of many world capitals where CBS News listeners and viewers would find correspondent Tom Fenton.
If bin Laden was responsible, he may have finally signed his own death warrant.
From the aftermath of 9/11 to the Iran hostage crisis and the British royal family, Fenton, who died yesterday, was a contributor to this broadcast and many others for more than three decades. Tom Fenton was 94. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. My personal favorite menu item is our Danish baby back ribs. They're fall off the bone tender, very lean, got a delicious homemade sauce we put on it, and there's nobody serving ribs like these anywhere in Middle Tennessee.
Good food and fun.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 72. Winds will be fairly light. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy. Shower and storm chances continue. And highs make it into the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 75.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. The police are out here with a couple of accidents. Here's what we're seeing. Heavy traffic developing right on schedule, actually, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 going westbound. As you come past 840 out here in Murfreesboro, headed towards Nashville, it's cranking up pretty good, 65 south there at Trinity Lane. Hey, whether you need a new roof repair or a roof inspection, independent roofing specialists, these guys have got you covered. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family-owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome in to hour number two of this special Wake Up Crew as we celebrate episode 1450 in honor of AM 1450.
It's been an honor. It's been an honor and a privilege, fellas.
Yep. Are you just saying that?
It's the last one.
I thought it was dramatic. I thought it was sounding good on the air. It's been fun, guys.
It has been fun. Yeah.
There's been some off days, you know.
Yeah. Well, we talk negatively about the show, mostly for comedic effect. And
yeah.
Because we're trapped here.
We really do like doing this.
I mean, I don't think any of us would be doing it if we didn't.
That's right.
So it's all not that like stuff, it pays enough money so where we need to be here.
So you've been lying to the public? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
But just the fact that we get to spend time with our buddy over here.
Oh yeah.
Monty Hill Jr. when he walks in at 7 in the morning. I'm lying there. Have you ever known Monty to walk in anywhere at 7 in the morning?
Monty's exactly. Not even awake yet at 7 o'clock, or he hasn't gone to bed. That is the thing we've been doing a lot recently, is just ripping everyone else at the station.
Wow. Why is that?
I think we realize nobody's listening.
There's one person. You know who it is?
Your jokes are amazing.
But we wanted
That's right.
We wanted to listen back to some of our favorite memories.
Yeah. Oh, are you starting?
He can't start that.
Hey,
yeah.
This is his show. He's got to do all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I thought you'd already done it. It's been 2 minutes.
I know. You keep rambling, flapping your jaws over there. Don't forget, first half day of school is in 21 days on August the 7th. Well, and the third biggest hit of the year, 1973, was from Roberta Flack. John promises the rest of the week, the second and first.
At least you can dance. At least you can dance to it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't even dance to that much.
You could slow kiss and slow kiss. Slow dance.
Is that how you spent your high school?
Slow kissing.
The biggest song of the year 2018. Anybody know what it is?
Slow kissing, dancing to the music.
No, I have no idea.
It's Drake's God's Plan.
God's
was the
plan.
Biggest song of 2018.
Ah, wow.
The year that we premiered.
It was a good song. It's a good song.
Well, you were talking in the first hour of the show about the short time that you produced.
Yeah, it happened like three times, and then you never let me do it again.
And when I was sitting on that side, you know, this was one of the memories that popped up from that.
Are we still on? Dalton's producing this show. Are we still on? Hello, anybody out there?
I had to get up off of my recliner here.
Yeah.
Just kick back.
He's trying to say we don't do anything when we're not the producer.
Well, we got the little timer. We find stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we have to look up things. We have to research.
I'm not doing any of that.
He's gone rogue. I'm telling you. Oh. Who put him over here? He even hates this side of the studio. You know, that 5 minutes he does once every 4 months just didn't get it done.
Well,
he's kind of scaring me over here, to be honest with you. I'm afraid he's going to hit me.
The fact that we actually have stools from Guantanamo Bay in here that they used to torture terrorists with. They're they're so hard.
It's so. Well, the producer does have a much nicer chair. Dalton, how are you enjoying it?
I like this chair. That's the best part about doing this. Other than that, I'm nervous and terrified.
It's got my tush prints in it, so it should sit well.
I don't know if I like him not producing.
I'm telling you, he's gone crazy.
Oh, that was a good one. These are not the original stools. These are not the original Wake Up Crew stools. Those were solid metal, like made of aluminum.
I thought we started with those old milk cans.
That's what it felt like. Yeah. And then these I got when I was a janitor because they were going to throw them away. So I just brought them up here and I was like, these are better than what we had.
They've been here ever since.
Yeah, and we had some low chairs for a while. Me and you just pulled office chairs in.
We sat down low, remember? Our little hands would barely get over the table.
We would tape our papers to the front of the table.
But you talk about intimidating when Brian's looking over you from the producer chair. You're down here.
For people who don't know, our table in this studio is probably 4 feet off the ground. I mean, it's tall. Yeah. It's a tall table.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs tall stools.
And finding a tall stool for here behind the console is tougher because you have to be up higher.
It is a more comfortable chair. You do still have a more comfortable chair.
Is that true, or is that just you?
No, I think that's the case.
All the producers would say that.
But now this,
I can do it. I can reach it.
This chair now, the little bottom ring that you use to step up on it, is now below where it needs to be, and so you can't get in it very easily now.
And the one before that had a pair of vice grips holding the wheel onto the chair. I remember when they came to film the movie here, AM Radio, they filmed it in our studio. They put that in the movie because they're like, oh, this show's like this place is failing. And they recorded it for the film.
I thought it was an ingenious way to fix the problem that
we
had there.
It was like that for like 2 years.
It really was.
Oh.
Another part that was in, that it's on one of the promos that we have running for the show.
I was going to do the hump day part, and you were going to do the woohoo thing.
I thought we were.
No. Yeah.
Get it together. Go ahead.
Ready?
Do it again.
Hump day.
Woo-woo!
If you can see the face he makes when he does that, it's like Buck Teeth Bonzaroo over there. Wow. It's like, look, show it, do it. Show it to your dad.
I'm not doing it again. Yeah, not after that comment.
Buckwheat?
Bucktooth. He sticks his teeth way out when he does it.
He can't even talk.
I mean, it's amazing.
Oh.
Anyway.
It happened to be on a Wednesday.
Oh yeah,
at
sure
some point.
Yeah, that was a good one. The funniest part about that is your laugh. You haven't wheeze laughed in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you,
no,
when
I'm
you,
afraid
you,
I'll throw my back out.
When you laugh so hard that you just start wheezing, it's my favorite thing that happens.
It's like a cartoon character.
It's like a balloon deflating.
There's another person that's on this station that has one of those too.
Who's that?
I'll tell you during
air.
The sports break.
Oh, okay. I really want to know.
I'll tell you. We also have...
Is it Bart? Is it
Scott?
No.
Okay. We've got a segment from Random Questions that aired years ago, so we'll share that as we continue this special 1450 episode after sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles... Here's Eddie Garcia.
At the annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game, it was the American League rallying for a 5-3 win over the National League. The NL got off to a good start thanks to the slugging of NL home run leader and Dodger star Shohei Ohtani. He hit a 3-run homer in the third inning, but the American League responded with 3 runs in their half of that inning, a 2-RBI double from the Yankees' Juan Soto and an RBI single from the Guardians' David Fry. With the game tied in the fifth, Jared Duran of the Red Sox hit a 2-run homer. That's the difference in the game. Duran was named the most valuable player, and the American League has now won 10 of the last 11 All-Star games. NFL news, Chicago Bears signed number one overall pick quarterback Caleb Williams to a 4-year fully guaranteed contract worth $39 million, includes a $25.5 million signing bonus and a fifth-year team option. San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade. 49ers have reportedly told teams asking about Ayuk that they have no intention of trading.
It's a hard decision to make.
knowing when to sell your home and move to Adam's Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board in the Las Casas, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Sigel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting going on now through July 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board, Stan Vaught treasurer.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. For over 15 years, French's Shoes and Boots have been serving Rutherford County with shoe brands like King, Chaco, Merrill, SAS, Clarks, and Dansko. Boot brands like Justin, Lucchese, Tony Lama, Danner, Ariat, and Wolverine. Clothing brands like Wrangler, Ariat, and Miss Me Jeans. All the best brands at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
This is episode 1450 of The Wake Up Crew, 722. That's why we're doing a little celebrating. You know, we always like to have an excuse to get crumble cookies or some food up here.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's never happened before.
I paid for it.
$14.50. That's, of course, our AM.
I mean, we are going to share the price of the cookies, right? I mean, I went and got them and split it three ways is $8.
I'll leave it on Scott's desk. He'll pull out that, I think, probably.
Notice no. I'm not looking your way at all.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. I appreciate that.
So we have a favorite memory of a random questions that we were doing.
So even. This is a throwback random question.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. I mean, it's just part of it, but okay. You know, here we go.
What about you, Mr. Barrett?
I've never really thought about it at all. I've always liked my name, so I guess I'll
go
with...
You never... Well, go ahead.
Shane. I don't know.
Shane! Yeah. Come back, Shane!
That's what I was thinking about. Come back! There's not much thinking that goes on this time of the morning, by the way.
Wow, classic answer. Shane!
And I found something that I used to do on the show. I used to do impersonations. You remember that?
Yeah.
Today, Monday, the 15th, is Cow Appreciation Day.
You know, I got to tell everybody a story here. We asked for technical, you know, cow, you know, in honor of this day, noises. You know, like, you know, look up somewhere and find it.
People may think that that's such a good
that's
cow
noise.
That's
what we got. I have to admit, that's pretty good. I'm kind of pleased with that. Do it one more time for us, will you?
Are you sure you're still pleased with it?
Cows don't go moo.
No,
people think they go moo, but they don't go moo.
How do they go?
It's so funny because his eyes just get bigger.
Oh no, that's a little scary. But yeah, well, we have stooped to a new low here.
Oh, the bell.
On the Wake Up Crew.
I forgot about the bell. Not even the first time we've done this.
And he's actually done it three times, like on the air, and plus another time. That's not his first cow, I don't think. Oh, it's not as good as
the other day. No.
Well, what a letdown.
That must have been. That's an old one.
Yeah, that's pretty
old. I don't know when that's from.
That was
but
the best
sound,
cow he's ever done.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Now it sounds creepy. It really does.
No, the thing that got me about
his
that
Batman
one is,
still holds up.
That's true.
Where's Richard?
It's not even his voice. It's just the look. The thing that got me about that clip was I sounded young.
I know, I didn't notice it, but I guess you did.
Like real young. I think that was probably one of the first few that we did.
Oh, really?
From the first year or so, I would imagine.
That cow was awesome.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, we do have a really high budget here for things like that, though. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. sound effects and all.
Brian does the laugh. I think we could have it and cut some budget, you know, cost, you know, here at the station. I'm just trying to look out after Bart and Scott and, you know, make sure the budget is staying even.
You've listened to this show, right? There is no budget. Some things never change.
Well,
it's true. We still have no budget.
But your cow sound has.
Your cow sound, yeah, it's not as good as it once was.
You need to go back.
I mean, he's 6 years older.
Listen to the tapes. Go back and listen to the tapes.
I missed my bell, though. I forgot about the bell.
Oh, no.
Oh, not the bell. No. I hated that bell.
Why did you hate the bell?
You know, we had the rooster.
Yep.
That mysteriously disappeared. In some kind of trafficking ring or something.
The rooster sound effect, which is from a Beatles song. I don't remember which one, but it's from a Beatles song, from Good Morning, Good Morning, turned into, he would just play it all the time, which turned into he bought a rubber chicken, and then the rubber chicken just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those were good memories.
Yeah, that was the time of the show.
Yeah, Russell,
you know, Russell Crowe.
I told you the story about what happened to Russell. He married Lindsay Lohan. And they went off together to live happily ever after.
Oh, yeah. He brought Lindsay in. That messed everything up. Yeah.
That was the downfall. Like, we were in the golden era of the show, and then that's when we jumped the shark, was when we got Lindsay Lohan.
You could jump the shark on the radio, too. I didn't know that. That's what happened. We
jumped the shark.
We jumped the shark.
I remember seeing Eddie Smotherman at a restaurant, and he said, "You know, every time that chicken sound plays on the air, my dogs go bananas."
Really? But we've replaced him with dog noises.
Yeah,
and
he's
like
replaced his bell and the chicken with sound effects on his board.
Well, let's face it, we've become much more technical savvy.
That's true. Our show has got, it sounds better than it ever has.
Are you sure? You listened?
Well, back in the cow days, we only had you.
That's true. Yeah. And your bell, you'd go, ding, 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 ding.
I think the funniest I've ever laughed, though, is when he did Batman for the first time.
Oh, the first time? Oh, man.
Gosh, I couldn't even continue.
More of this special 1450 edition of The Crew coming up, 728.
There's probably a brick mailbox made by LaGreen's Masonry near you. Look at the brick mailboxes on their website, LaGreen'sMasonry.com. Family owned and operated, LaGreen's Masonry is A+ rated by the BBB.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
Well, the one thing, my mom loves to golf, and they have a little putting green out here. And like she said, you know, she went to Bell Buckle, and they go out and have lunches. So there's enough for her to do. And to be real honest, it helps me, because then I don't have to be here 24/7. So they encourage the families to get involved as well, which I think is very important.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Point Landfill, we strive to serve our neighbors.
This county is willing to put themselves out there and take some new initiatives.
Mike Clausen, General Manager of the Middle Point Landfill.
We want to transform Middle Point into a sustainability campus where we are building recycling facilities. We're building cutting-edge diversion facilities.
Middle Point values its relationship with you, which is why we never tire of serving our neighbors throughout Rutherford County.
Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
On this Wednesday, July 17th, Hump Day, we are celebrating episode 1450.
We sure are, and birthdays today, Sumner Bolden, Nikki Green, Henderson Jacks, Dwayne Baker, MJ Brewer, Lori Ibanez, Jackie Whitstruck, and Susan Daniel.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and get them into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website, and banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue is the prize.
So if, by the way, it's last chance to get those in. More special memories of the Wake Up Crew as we continue after we check local news, traffic, and weather.
Boots, boots, boots. At French's Shoes and Boots, find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 95 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms. Lows drop to 72. Winds will be fairly light. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy. Shower and storm chances continue. And highs make it into the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 76.
Good morning. It's loading up pretty good now with more volume on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Just had heavy traffic flow. It's also got heavier over here in Donelson and Hermitage on I-40 westbound. Headed towards the airport as that traffic cranks up down 65 southbound there at Long Hollow Pike. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. They also offer DoorDash and Uber Eats delivery. Log on, see that new website or the new menu on the website. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Artemis Vision, a local nonprofit in Murfreesboro, is helping low-income families with school-aged children who can't afford back-to-school supplies.
This year we're packing 173 backpacks. So I'm super excited about that. Our number when I first started working with this housing complex, we were packing 100. So it tells you how much our population is booming, but also how much our need is. So we are working hard to be able to give all the students there in the housing complex everything they need when they walk in for their first day of school.
That's local educator Hillary Hodges, a longtime volunteer with Barnabas Vision. She says residents can participate in several ways by making a financial donation online, ordering school supplies from the organization's Amazon wish list, or purchasing items independently and dropping them off at the Barnabas Vision office on MTCS Road. Teaching teens a defensive driving program earned Rutherford County Sheriff's School Resource Officer Chad Dodson the 2024 Innovation in the Classroom Award this past Monday at the 2024 National School Safety Conference. Dodson received the award from the National Road Safety Foundation and the National Association of School Resource Officers during their annual conference in Phoenix. He initiated the teen defensive driving program called DRIVE, Defense Response Improving Vehicle Education, 10 years ago. On Monday, the Kansas City Royals selected Murfreesboro native Drew Beam in the third round with the 76th pick of the 2024 Major League Baseball Draft. The right-handed pitcher spent the past three seasons at the University of Tennessee, finishing his career there with a record of 26-8. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. The older model car you need to get to work? Yeah, we've helped with that. When you have a financial emergency and don't know where to turn, we've helped with that. Repairing your credit? Yes, we've helped with that. How about a second chance at a checking account? We've even helped with that. Experience the Heritage South difference. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Residents enjoy Adams Place.
At Adams Place, they have different things, entertainments, and things that you can get out and keep your mind going.
We're talking with Helen Alexander.
And that's what I like about Adams Place. I think most, although the food, I am very blessed to be here at Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place.
Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place.
This is Stan Vaught. I'm a lot like you, a husband, father, farmer, auctioneer, and community supporter. I'm now a candidate for school board in the Las Casas, Walter Hill, Milton, Leanna, Oakland, and Siegel communities. I believe in community schools, vocational education, and getting education back to the basics. I'd appreciate your support for school board.
Early voting going on now through July 27th. Election day is August 1st. Paid for by Stan Vaught for school board, Stan Vaught treasurer.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's episode 1450 of the Wake Up Crew. AM 1450, get it? That's why we're doing a little reminiscing and celebrating here this morning. And usually during this time, we play games.
Oh, that's true.
We have played a lot of games over the years.
Many, many games. Lots of different ones. What was our first game? Was it Jeopardy?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I think it was Jeopardy or Family Feud. I think Jeopardy came first.
We tried Wheel of Fortune. It was a disaster.
Yeah, it didn't go well. No, because none of us can spell.
Well, and it's radio. You
know? That's true.
Nobody else can see it. We try to play things that people can play along with us.
That's true.
Trivia has been very popular. I've had several people say they like trivia on Fridays.
We've done tier lists. We've done Name That Tune.
Random questions has been a part of the show every time, I think, hasn't it? Since the beginning?
Not every time. I remember we added it because we stole it from Chip. Chip used to do, or probably still does, 5 random questions on the coach's show.
Yeah, on the MTSU coach's show.
So we stole it from him. I don't think it was an original, but it was early.
But we've had a random questions book.
It's true.
Well, we've also had variations of random questions, too. Right. Different, you know, that kind of similar, but no quick answer ones and that kind of thing.
We've done Oldie Friends, which is similar to Random Questions. That's a newer game that we've done. We had lots of games.
But we had to guess.
5-second rule. Oh. Can't forget 5-second rule. That's my favorite game we play.
Heads
What's
up.
The one you and I got mad, or I got mad?
All of them.
All
you
of
were,
them.
You were cheating. Remember?
I have no idea.
Can't remember.
We did Heads Up for a while. We still did that occasionally.
He cheats every time we play Family Feud.
Yeah.
He'll Google the answer.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm not going to let anybody beat us. Who's going to know unless you tell them?
Have we ever been beaten on Family Feud?
Oh, yeah.
I think we have.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe just a time or two. Well, I've pulled some clips from some of the memories over the years. Here's, I think.
Gosh, that sounds so depressing.
Over the years.
Yeah.
I can't remember what this was part of a segment. I think maybe it was Today in History or Celebrity Birthdays.
John, this is yours.
That's old.
Oblivion, Rocky, or Beauty and the Beast?
That would be Rocky.
And you would be correct.
That was one of our games.
Yes, thank you, sir. I'm correct. We're going to the next song once we stop.
And okay. Dalton will be wrong.
That was one of the first times we tried to do a Name That Tune kind of thing.
It was movie soundtrack. It was named the movie soundtrack. That's what that one was. I remember that. We only played once, so we never played again.
No, that's weird.
Dalton also is an expert on everything, too, right?
Cheddar Jack Cheez-Its. Those are the best of all of them. They got a little powder coating on them. Really delicious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a cheese powder.
You're an expert in some things that just never cease to amaze me.
My brain is full of useless knowledge.
Yes,
and
I would agree.
That's why he's such a perfect fit for the show.
What do you mean?
Well,
hey, tomorrow.
Have you listened?
He's always yelling at me. Have you noticed
that?
Yeah. Yelling?
Have you listened? I mean, he's always yelling at me.
And, John, you have learned over the years to appreciate my useless knowledge.
Yes.
Maybe just a little bit more.
Yes, I have.
It's 1956, Bjorn Borg was born.
Bless you.
He's
I thought you sneezed.
Well, the show always goes off the rails for something like that, doesn't it?
Show. But anyway, 11 Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Bjorn Borg. That was a good one.
There's no way to be serious with this group.
Maybe we should be more serious, should we? I don't know.
We could try. I don't know how long it would last.
But the world is in such chaos. And I think with all this news that we have and the weather and all that kind of thing, I think it's always important.
We're the remedy.
Remedy's not really the word. We're the escape from all of that. You know,
escape may be the word, but I don't know that you're using it in the right context.
We do some weird things, but that's okay. It is supposed to be different.
I thought Dalton was ugly to me right there, too.
I've
come to find out I'm the...
Well, no, what that was escape. Like, people should be escaping us as opposed to we are letting them escape.
I get it. Jeez.
Can't we all just get along?
I know.
We're wrapping up
Eat
this
your cookie.
1450 show in a second.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family-owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands. We know there's nothing worse than a boot that doesn't fit right, so come see us on South Church Street to get a great fitting on high-quality footwear. We've been outfitting Tennessee since 1903.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
When is the right time to move to Adams Place?
I have enjoyed Adams Place much better than living in my house. After my wife passed away, what you're doing is you're getting people that you can interact with and have fun. Consider coming to Adams Place.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adams Place, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 as we wrap up episode 1450 here on this Wednesday, July 17th. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? Well, MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources, which you can find at mte.com/prosolar. Today, we recognize the good neighbor of the day, Asha Patel. Asha is the good neighbor for being there in a time of need. Asha Patel receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're on South Academy here in Murfreesboro, and News Radio WGNS. You can always send in a good neighbor by texting that word, neighbor, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, just that one singular word, to 615-893-1450. That's your keyword. You'll get a reply back. Just tap on the link, fill out the info, click submit. Takes you a couple of minutes, and boy, will you make someone's day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All righty, well, today's dad joke replay. You know, be thankful, guys, it's not outside. You're not outside shoveling snow. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
thanks
wow.
for letting me hanging. Could you imagine shoveling snow in this heat?
Replay.
Well, I did too. I missed that.
That's okay.
It seemed like you were struggling a little bit reading
it. I mean, it was no 9.1.
Oh, man.
What a fun show. What
even,
a fun time
even
we had
on
today.
A fun show like that, he gets one in on you.
I think we should, if you're ever going to listen back to a podcast show of the Wake Up Crew, today would be the day if you've missed any of it. Today was a fun one.
Look back over some of the fun things that we have done, and how about for today, instead of what we learned, one of the things that we used to do during this time.
Okay.
He's no longer doing it, but we still have Mark Bishop.
Johnny has 17 watermelons. He throws 4 of them to Jacob.
What does Jacob have? A concussion. In the middle of the summer, when you're all hot and sweaty, nothing satisfies like a slice of cool watermelon. Luther said, whenever we have a family cookout, I always bring the watermelons. I love everything about family cookouts except the heat and the family. I asked him what I should bring for the church picnic, and the preacher said, considering your cooking talents, you ought to bring a bag of ice. Flora always brings a plate of deviled eggs and a banana pudding. I love banana pudding in the summer months, too. Flora said that I need to lay off the banana pudding. I told her, I said, Flora, it's a matter of what a person wants and what a person needs. I told her that I want to lose weight, but I need to eat that banana pudding. Eating watermelons, it's the only time when you go when you see red and you stop when you see green.
Mark Bishop, back in the day.
Gosh, those memories.
It's been, what, a year or so since he hasn't been with us on the show?
Yeah, yeah. He's back on tour and doing those things. That was kind of a COVID thing he did for 2-3 years or so.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, that's... we've had fun on the Wake
you
Up
want
Crew.
To do that dad joke one more time? Oh, no,
no,
just kidding.
No, thanks. Okay. Listen back to the show now. If I wait till about 8 o'clock, 8:15, we'll have the podcast up for you.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
91% of people are no longer friends with someone they called their best friend.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's probably true, yeah.
I mean, I would honestly have expected it to be higher.
Well, 91% is pretty big. Pretty big number, Andy.
I expected like 98.
I still have two best friends that I knew in school.
In school, yeah.
In grade school.
That's pretty cool. Well, had a great show. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for 1450 shows.
Shucks, it was nothing. Brian, thanks for asking us. Thanks for having us on.
And our song of the day as we get out of here, it's the third biggest hit of 1973. That's Roberta Flack, and that is it for us this morning. Hope you enjoyed it. John and I'll be back tomorrow morning for a Thursday edition.